Let's do Vahavienu. Vahavienu, the melody is simple, the harmony already? Not so much. But don't worry about that, it doesn't matter. So while you're getting the Vahavienu, I'll tell you why I wrote it. First of all, I love the prayer Vahavienu. In the prayer book, the Vahavienu is the point in the morning tefillah where we join the four corners of our tallit together and we kiss. Judaism is touch and kiss religion, yeah? Here. I love the mezuzah, the tallit, all the time, kiss and hug, kiss and touch. Tactile religion, yeah? Connected, sensual, not all in the head. Vahavienu is the point where Vahavienu l'shalom me'al bakanfot ha'aretz. Bring us for the sake of peace from the four corners of the earth. And that's where we take the four corners of the talit. V'tolichenu kominiyut la'otzenu. Now the words here, yes? Be'artzenu, right. They should still be singing le'artzenu, but that's okay, that's a different... That's a different issue, but yes, because so tolichenu komemiut, komemiut. This is a big word. Komemiut is free, but free like with pride, not just free. Not just like, okay, let me run away out the door. No, komemiut. I'm walking like I'm free. It's very Israeli to me. It's funny. The text is very Israeli sounding. It's almost like it was written by Zionists. It wasn't. It was written much earlier. But look at that. It sounds Zionist, the text. So if it sounds Zionist, I wanted a Zionist-sounding melody to it. And Zionism in Israeli music has a specific era in mind. Okay? So you're hearing 1930s, 40s kind of music from Israel. And I wanted that to be here. But I also wrote it especially because my friend Misha, Zinko's rabbi in Columbus, Ohio, every time it came to this, he'd sang, Vahavienu komem le'shalom me'avakan potas. And I said, Misha, we don't sing Hatikva in a synagogue. I'm from Israel. We can't sing it. Israelis do not sing Hatikva in any other time, by the way, other than for Yom Ha'atzmaut or something like that. Right? So it's very interesting. So I said to him, okay. So he said, so what do you want me to do? I said, I'll figure something out. Then I wrote this for his birthday as a gift for him. But I said, but that means you can't sing the other melody. So that's really why I wrote it. I wrote it selfishly because I didn't want him to sing Hatikva during the service. Okay? But you'll hear in the melody, don't worry about the harmony. Okay? This is pure antiphonal singing. Chazan sings, congregation answers. Chazan sings, congregation answers. And it keeps the form with a little changes in harmony, that's all.
Vahavienu le'shalom me'arbakan kot ha'aretz. Vahavienu le'shalom me'arbakan kot ha'aretz. Ve'tolichenu komemiyut le'artzeinu, le'artzeinu. Ve'tolichenu komemiyut le'artzeinu, le'artzeinu. Ki el po'el yeshuot atah, uvanu vacharta mikol am melashon. Uvanu vacharta mikol am velashon. Ve'tunatanu leshimcha ha'gadol sela be'emet. Ve'keratanu leshimcha ha'gadol sela be'emet, be'emet. Lehodot lecha uleyachetcha be'ahava, be'ahava. Lehodot lecha uleyachetcha be'ahava, be'ahava. Baruch atah. Adonai, Habocher Be'amo Yisrael, Be'ahava.
So again, the melody is not complicated, and the principle of the repetition is that always if I say to you, oh, repeat what I just said, you don't repeat exactly what I just said. You repeat what you heard. You repeat something like it, but a bit different. So each time the repetition comes, it comes, but a bit different. But it also comes and moves it along. So if the statement in the beginning is,
Vadienu leshalom be'arbatakot ha'aretz, Vadienu leshalom be'arbatakot ha'aretz.
Now this follows also my Lord Johann Sebastian Bach's tenets of you open the door and you start at home, you had better get back to home by the end of the form. So if the door and home is D minor, then I'm going to go da di da da pa pa da da di da pa da 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 pa pa da da da. I'm almost home because you have to answer di da 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 di da da di da 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 da. We're back where we began, but we're not exactly where we began because I took you through a different place, and you could also feel that it goes somewhere else. And that's the secret of walking through a sidur, is that you start from somewhere familiar, but if you're really doing it, you're walking in different paths each time. You find that you got somewhere else, even though you arrived at the end of the
tefillah.
So look what happened here. I reversed another thing. Each time before the chazan sang the complicated and the choir answered the simple, here we do the opposite. I sing the simple, the congregation answers and complicates it and moves it different.
Ki epo el yeshuot ata uvanu vacharta mikol ha-melashon.
And we're back to the beginning. We have
Ahava.
Why? Because you sure have a funny way of showing your love to me. God's love is complicated. God's love hurts. God's love mysterious. God's love fascinating. God's love open-ended. God's love not my love. Different. And I want to make sure that we remind God also. Not just ourselves, but I want God to understand that I'm paying attention. And if you think I'm just taking your ahava lying down, not that simple. I'm watching you. You know, I'm keeping an eye on you just like you're keeping an eye on me. And
ahava.
You're not getting that. I'm not closing the book on this. We're still having a conversation about this. Liturgic music, liturgical music, is a conversation with God. It has to be a conversation with God all the time. It has to keep the story going. It has to keep it all the time. Demand, pulling God, stepping on God, kissing God, hugging God, loving God, thanking God, asking God, demanding from God, all the time changing.